To better understand human behavior, neuroscientists now probe people's brains with magnetic scanners while presenting them with situations that mimic the real world. The Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences published one such study this week. NPR's Richard Knox reports that it illuminates a surprising connection between fear and empathy.
It happens with tragic regularity. A crowd panics, pandemonium ensues, people get trampled to death. It occurs in nightclub fires, soccer matches, and last February at the annual Hajj, or Muslim pilgrimage, to Mecca.
There have been disasters at the Hajj pilgrimage before. The problem is that 2 million people all want to get to Jamarat Bridge near Mecca at the same time to hurl stones at a rock which represents the devil.
244 people were killed in that stampede. One BBC commentator offered a familiar explanation.
People do get very het up, they do get very emotional, they're very tired. Many pilgrims are not educated. This is their first trip outside of their own village, and people tend to just get upset or panic when things are not going well.
But the new research suggests something else, something that has nothing to do with educational level or worldliness. It shows that human brains are hardwired to respond to fear in others. Beatrice DeGelder of Massachusetts General Hospital and her colleagues put volunteers into an MRI scanner and showed them pictures of people in fearful postures.
We looked at how the brain deals with being shown images of a body on the verge of running away, protecting itself from attack and things like that.
Facial expressions were concealed. The volunteers were reacting only to body language. DeGelder says fearful body language primes humans to flee.
Areas of the brain that deal with motor patterns and with movements, those are the areas that light up when you see a fearful body expression. So if you see somebody expressing fear in his body, not only do you become afraid yourself, but your body prepares you for the appropriate action to get away from the source of danger.
Scientists have recognized before now a phenomenon they call emotional contagion, but they've only studied it through facial expressions. The new work shows that fearful body language is potent too. Franz de Waal says this makes sense as a survival mechanism. He studies animal behavior at Emory University. De Waal notes that if one bird in a huge flock startles, the whole flock takes wing. So it's not surprising that humans are attuned to fear too.
If everyone around you shows a fear response, you better pay attention. You react first and you watch later. You don't have the time to evaluate things.
But De Waal says this fear factor is only one piece of a much bigger brain repertoire. Scientists are discovering neural circuits designed to mirror the emotions of others. Not just fear, joy can be catching, patriotic fervor, a mob's murderous intent, a three-hanky movie plot, even sleepiness. Think how contagious a yawn is. De Waal thinks the Harvard body language experiment touches on something much deeper and quicker than conscious thought, humans' capacity for empathy.
So instead of empathy as a cognitive achievement, as it often used to be presented, it is an immediate response. In this case, they have shown it's not just triggered by facial expressions or by screams or sounds, but it's also the entire body language that we reenact in our minds.
De Waal says biologists are paying more attention to empathy, a shift from their previous emphasis on selfishness and competition.
Actually, these empathic processes are just as important for our survival as anything else, I think.
Except when they kindle the kind of panic seen at the Hajj in Mecca, or in a crowded dance club when fire breaks out. Robert Riff is a survivor of a Rhode Island dance club fire that killed 100 people in early 2003. Afterward, Riff told NPR's All Things Considered that people were walking pretty calmly toward the exits until someone threw a cup of water.
And that's when everybody started trying to flood out of the place at once, and the door just got jammed, people just pushing and shoving, and you pretty much have no choice but to get stuck there in the door.
Neuroscience is telling us that those who design and manage public spaces should never assume people will be rational when fear is in the air. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.